getting it. Maybe I shouldn't say get back. But where have you been? That's what I want to know. Why are you not getting back to us? We are here to inform, to educate, to entertain, to bring you news and information about what's going on in the world, plus meeting interesting people like Cheryl Burke, who is on Dancing with the Stars, going to join us in a few minutes. Later in the hour, Mike O'Malley from Welcome to the Family on NBC will join us, and also Dr. Jay Kumar. So an action-packed hour of information, hopefully fun. You like these Dancing with the Stars folks? Jennifer,
yes,
will be.
Cheryl dances with Jack Osborne.
Okay. That's good. Mm-hmm. Glad to hear it.
You excited about that?
Listen, ecstatic.
You know who Jack Osborne is?
More excited. One of the Osborne sons.
Very good,
sons.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. What do you think? I just fell off of
a turnip truck. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Thank you. So we're all set now. The feds are back to work. Everybody is happy. Let's see here. The world has come together. Actually, there were 24 million people around the globe signing up to duck under their desks. The earthquake drill. How many people have paid attention to this? Cover your heads, hold on to something sturdy. Did you know that there was a drill?
Yeah, we used to do it in school.
Earthquake? Wow, you in Southern California do that. This is something done around the world because there are expectations there will be earthquakes everywhere as the earth continues to change. And so as that happens, I remember as a kid we used to go into the basement, into the boiler room to do drills for CONELRAD, the National Earth, early warning system. If we were going to get nuclear bombed, we were told to go to the boiler room and we'd be safe there. How foolish. All of this
well,
stuff
that was
really
a big deal. It was like the Red Scare, right? Didn't you have those kind of
things? Yeah, sure, absolutely. Yeah. Cory Booker is the man of the day or the week or the hour.
Winner, winner.
It comes to the political world. New Jersey voters are going to see their, they're going to see the new senator filling Frank Lautenberg's seat. But this is a short, I think this is only a year, isn't it? Doesn't he have to run again next year? For the same spot, but he'll probably, he's very popular.
He's
mayor
very
of Newark.
Popular.
You do well. Let's see here. Women scientists coming around. There was an event at Brown University this week aimed at adding information to Wikipedia about the scientific and technological achievements of women. How many people have paid attention to that? Technological, scientific achievements of women. All you have to do, I think, is Google Brown University, and you can dig into these scientists who are meeting there. Speaking of digging into things, we'll meet Cheryl Burke in a few moments here on Good Day.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think a case can be made for lunch. Think about it. Award-winning hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Yeah, we're thinking that's a pretty good argument. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. It's officially a no-brainer. So next time, make lunch your game-winning meal.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Let's get it started.
Real estate's booming. With 8 open houses this weekend, I had to get the word out. Luckily, I found the new services center at OfficeMax. They designed and printed great 4-color flyers for only 39 cents each. I have a new way to turn open houses into done deals. Let's get it
started. Introducing the new OfficeMax services center. Now through Saturday, all color copies are just 39 cents a side. Valid in-store only. See store for details.
Musicians, what if you could get below-cost pricing on thousands of guitars, amps, and effects now through Tuesday at Guitar Center? Deals like American-made Gibson SGs for just $379, Taylor Acoustics just $719, Schecter Electrics for $79. It's Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Deep markdowns on custom shop models, prototypes, rep samples, and discontinued items from top manufacturers like Fender, Gibson, Taylor, Martin, PRS, Boss, Digitech, and more. Guitarathon, Guitar Center's biggest guitar, amp, and effects event of the year, ends Tuesday.
The Stephan Good Day program. Roberta and Jennifer and Kenny and Richie and I are happy to have Cheryl Burke here, who is a competitor on. Well, can we
not
really say
a competitor,
that?
Doug? She is the competitor.
Well,
on
but I want to know
she killed
she's
it.
On Dancing with the Stars as somebody who started at a pretty early age. Cheryl, when did you actually know that you were good at dancing and being, you actually...
Yeah, did you like dance out of the womb or...
A lot of...
Basically, I started at the age of four, so I haven't stopped since then.
You know, I started dancing at the age of four as well in Barbara Ray's dance school. I did tap and ballet, and as soon as they made me do gymnastics, I quit.
Yeah, that's what I felt like. I started with ballet, and I was about to quit, and then my parents were like, try ballroom dancing, and I was like, isn't that just for older people? Like, I don't understand why you want me to ballroom dance, and then they took me to a dance competition, and I saw kids do it, and I fell in love with it right away.
Did your parents dance?
Yeah, they did it for fun. We were trying to find, like, a family sport that we all would want to do together, so we did everything from, like, golf, which was boring, to tennis, which was fun, actually. I love tennis, and then dancing, and then that was something that we did as, like, a family sport.
So you consider yourself, Cheryl Burke, to be an athlete?
I do consider dancing athletic, absolutely. I'm waiting for ballroom dancing to actually, you know, make it to the Olympics one day.
So how do you train other than dancing? What is there that keeps you in the shape you need to be in order to be proficient? I mean, when you get to Dancing with the Stars on ABC, you've pretty much made it. That's the pinnacle of competing. And in this circumstance, it is like you're a gymnast or you're like whatever other categories women might find themselves in who have a lot of physical prowess.
Yeah, it's pretty full on. I mean, we have 15-hour days of just straight cardio and dancing. But on top of that, you know, during the hiatus, it's important for me to stay in shape. So I'll do lots of, you know, different classes, whether it's, you know, whether it's hiking or taking, like, kickboxing classes. I like to mix it up so I can keep my stamina up. But before, you know, Dancing with the Stars, I was competing in the competition circuit. So my stamina was pretty good from then on. And then going on to Dancing with the Stars was pretty easy in that way.
Were you on The Bachelor?
No, I was not on The Bachelor.
Who is The Bachelor? Is another Cheryl Burke. That's on.
Really? That's interesting.
Huh. Yeah. You didn't know that either. Wow, I'm smarter than the rest of it.
I think there were rumors at one point that I was doing it.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Now, would you ever do that? Because people are so interested in your love life, which I think is so funny. That must be one of those elements of fame that you don't realize you're going to get when you get famous. But do you ever have any, I mean, is there any interest on your part to do some kind of reality dating thing?
You know, I literally go back and forth on it. I'm like, okay, well, because I've been single for 4 years, almost going on five, it's been a lot because for me, my whole focus and priority is work. Mm-hmm. And our show is 2 seasons a year, so I only get technically around 3 months off throughout the whole year, and it's been hard to find a guy, and when I do have downtime, the last thing I want to do is like go
Hold on.
What are you going to bring up?
I'm looking at pictures of this lady.
Yes, she's
It's not. Hard for you to find a man. What is you?
It's hard for me to find a decent man.
That's true.
Well, you're in Hollywood.
Exactly.
You got to go to Santa Monica.
Sometimes I think to myself, you know what? Why don't I just have someone else do it for me and try and be matchmaker?
Yeah, there are those around.
Sometimes I'm just like, no, you know what? I want to do it naturally, and I, you know, when it's time for me to settle down, then it'll be time for me to settle down. But I don't know. I go back and forth, honestly.
All right, so let's go through a typical day. You said you work. Let's see, that would be 9 months out of the year because there are 2 seasons for Dancing with the Stars. So what's the typical Monday through Friday like for Cheryl Burke?
Well, Monday is a show day, so Monday it's a 7 a.m. to like 9 p.m. day. So by the time that happens, maybe if I'm really feeling good, I'll go have dinner. But by the time that happens, I'm exhausted, so I go to bed. Tuesday mornings, we have to get up. We do our pro rehearsal for the opening number, and then we go straight to rehearsal. So that's a 10-hour day from like 9 a.m. through like 7 p.m. And then Wednesday through Saturday, it's like more and more rehearsals. You know, this week we have like 3 different dances to learn, so it's just triple time than we normal.
And how much, I mean, Jack Osborne must have surprised you. He's doing really good, and you probably wouldn't expect him to have such great talent, but I mean, he's amazing. You've done a great job with him.
Thank you. Yeah, he's definitely, I had no expectations when I found out he was my partner, but he has really improved, and he's embraced this whole competition, and I think he's what the show's all about, someone with really, seriously no dance experience, mm-hmm. and embracing the competition, and improving every single week.
All right, so where...
How do they match you guys up? Sorry, Dougie.
But excuse me for asking.
I know, but I'm curious because, you know, people that get Cheryl are like, yeah, because she's won a lot. She's great. She's like really knows how to work with people. So I'm sure people want to get you. So how do they actually award you to someone?
I don't really understand the whole process because we're not there, but I know that none of us dancers have a choice. So whoever hears that, it's not right. They just match the celebrity to the dancer, and sometimes the celebrity will request somebody, but I'm not sure if they get who they want to dance with. So a lot of it is like, for me, especially since I've been on for 16 seasons, it's like, who hasn't she had lately?
So you've also started your own dance studio. That would make sense to me and anybody else who's looking. You have all this visibility, you have credibility. So how, you were talking about how busy you are in the season, how do you find time to run these dance studios? And you're also doing a little acting here and there as well, yeah?
Not so much the acting, but I have a couple shows that are in development right now that will probably be happening like beginning of next year, so I've been busy with that. But on top of the with the dance studio, I have my amazing mom who's been helping me run the dance studio. There's only one right now, and that one is located in the Bay Area where I'm from.
So in terms of name recognition and being in Los Angeles, when you go home, if you're from the Bay Area, do people leave you alone? They bug you, hey, there's Cheryl Burke, I want an autograph, or is it a little more subtle than that?
It's a little bit more subtle. I think, you know, people sometimes don't even recognize me when I come home, so it's all good. I mean, except when I go in the dance studio, obviously people, you know, they want to, like, talk to me, and it's very intimate, though, so it's not
Do you want to be recognized, or are you happy to be not recognized?
I like kind of not being recognized, but sometimes, you know, it depends on where I am. If I'm at an event or if I'm at my dance studio, it's nice to be able to share my experiences with everybody.
Yeah, you're a teacher. You got to take the information that you have and what the experience you have, and you teach people all kinds of these valuable lessons in what you have learned, not only how to be strong and to be good, but also there have to be things that would connect you. In these circumstances, there's emotion tied to being successful. There are all kinds of lessons that I would think young men and women would be happy to learn from.
Yeah, 100%. And we do lots of that in my dance studio, and we all just get together and just talk, and I'll host some cocktail parties, and it's just a great chance for people just to get to know me and feel more of like a one-on-one time.
All right, well, congratulations, continued success. Cheryl Burke is one of the ABC stars of Dancing with the Stars. It's on Monday nights at 8, which is 7 Central. It's Dancing with the Stars. Cheryl, it's our hope that you will come back and visit with us sometime. The next time you open a dance studio, let us know. We'll plug wherever it is because we're all over the place, too.
That's amazing. Thank you guys so much.
Welcome.
Have a good morning.
Cheryl Burke here with us on the Good Day program at 20 after the hour.
Well, your heart looks good. Cholesterol levels are fine. So tell me again what's happening.
Well, doctor, once a week I get totally lightheaded.
Mm-hmm.
The whole room starts to spin. Mm. My heart starts pounding like crazy.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes my toes go numb.
Really? And where are you when this happens?
The checkout line at Kohl's.
I think we've discovered the cause.
Don't miss Kohl's Stack the Savings Sale going on now. Great savings that make you go Kohl's. Kohl's. Expect great things.
So, you're leaving that great barbecue joint in the warehouse district, and you're about to get into your truck. Except, there is no truck. Holy cow, it hits you. Your keys are missing, and your Silverado's been stolen. And before you go crazy over the injustice of it all, you tap your OnStar app. A soothing woman says, no problem. And before you can say, that thief's going down, she helps you file a police report. Then she pings a signal that bounces into space, giving her the lat and long of your truck, which she shares with the police, until the joyrider is in their sights. When the officer...
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wally, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network. Two-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event. Absolutely free. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
Story with this as you might
expect. Oh, good, because I was wondering why we were playing this.
What, don't you remember yesterday?
I do.
So then you know what the story is.
I do, but you like went to go take your dog out.
I didn't do that. Do I have to tell people?
Nobody
would have known
out.
That. If the song has just been playing, and I was going to open up and talk about it after we established what the song was.
We're jamming.
Dave Edmunds and the Creature from the Black Lagoon. It was a 1950s movie, and it was at that time one of the creepiest, scariest things. If you saw it today, you would laugh and laugh and laugh because it's so ridiculous. But when I saw it, I was like 8 years old or something, and it was scared the living you-know-what out of me. This thing looked like the Tin Man crawls, walks out of a lake carrying a dead woman's body.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. And the lagoon, it was a black lagoon.
Did he kill her, or was he like a...
I was never clear whether he did...
A sympathetic hero.
Or he didn't. It was not clear. And that was all I needed to see. I was out of there after that, gonzo. Can you imagine at 8 years old knowing how I don't like this stuff as an adult?
Did it prevent you from swimming like Jaws?
If you Google this, Kenny, you must have done this, and Richie, just Google the Creature from the Black Lagoon and look at the pictures that come. I'll bet you that on YouTube there's got to be some video, maybe some audio from the Creature from the Black Lagoon. Maybe if you have some audio, find some audio from it and let's just play a little of it. You'll think that it is, it's just so campy.
Is this the movie that was remade for Adrienne Barbeau as Swamp Thing? Didn't they kind of remake
Swamp,
it for her?
Well, Swamp Thing was one. It's different than the Creature from the Black Lagoon. They did remake it for her because she had nice breasts, and they were interested in those being the star of the show, which is what happened a lot of times with some of the earlier creepy kind of those screen type movies. They were all about sexuality. In fact, weren't they, Kenny? Wouldn't you say that was when you look at
fish monster wants wife goes and grabs woman.
Yeah, right.
Doug's like, come on, right, Kenny? Right? They were all about right.
Well, I'm just trying to make sure that I'm not on the wrong page here. And Kenny usually is my reference when it comes to movies and music. What?
When you go to YouTube, you get a clip from Creature of the Black Lagoon, and you have to watch an advertisement before it.
Yeah, of course.
An advertisement. Listen to it, so fam.
Right. All right. So.
is.
It's the music.
It's the music behind The Creature from the Black Lagoon.
It is?
It's a little modern.
No, it's just, they're just showing clips from...
Oh, so we don't have any real audio from The Creature from the Black Lagoon.
I'm guessing it sounded like this.
Wow.
Is that right?
A little bit like that. Had your ADD head told me a little bit earlier to go find some
you
actual
know, we've
audio.
We've been getting along fine without you. I don't need you to give me a lot of stars about how
Why
I
Why can't I just snap my fingers and have something pop up?
Yeah, well, you should be able to do it.
Well,
we have all those tools there.
If I were the creature from the Black Lagoon, I'd go after her, too.
Well, let's see. That's it. They were all these old
Oh,
movies.
There he is. Yeah.
Does a woman fall in love with the creature at the end?
Doesn't he look like the Tin Man with a really horrible face?
No, he looks like a fish.
Oh.
He looks like a fish man.
Fish man.
He's got like gills and...
The cheap remake, The Tin Man from the Black Lagoon.
Yeah.
That was the sequel.
So we have no audio, though, from it.
Well, I mean, the audio, he's just swimming up. It's like Jaws. He's underneath her in the lake now, and he's getting ready to grab her. Dun, dun, dun.
Na-na-na-na. All right.
She looks just way too happy. She should die by Fishman.
Fishman.
It's always nice listening to...
He's almost like a perv. He's like swimming on his back now watching her from below.
Really?
Pervert. Pervert Fishman.
Happy Thanksgiving. No, happy Halloween, everybody. At 28 after the hour...
Stressful things during the day can keep you awake at night. Instead of sleeping, your mind is still spinning from stress. Unisom is the help you need to fall asleep. Unisom sleep tabs are a clinically proven effective OTC sleep aid. You fall asleep 33% faster by easing into your natural sleep cycle. With Unisom, you wake refreshed and ready.
Here's your morning traffic report.
Unisom, a stressful day deserves a restful night.
Use as directed. Active ingredient oxaliline succinate versus control in a clinical study.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-281-9981. 800-281-9981. Don't wait. Call 800-281-9981. 800-281-9981.
Well, ring-a-ding-ding, ding. The year was 1936, and Leo and Lillian Goodwin were hot to trot for the world to save some big bucks on automotive insurance. So they opened up a little joint called Geico. Geico had the goods for all the dolls and Joes who were keen on swell service and keeping the cabbage.
Flash forward over 75 years, and Geico is still helping customers save money every day and with 97% customer satisfaction. Today, the peeps would refer to that as pretty darn tight.
Geico, saving people money for over 75 years.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Utopiasilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Don't answer!
answer it. How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Take a walk.
Welcome to the family, the Doug Steffen family, which includes Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, Roberta Fasinelli, and Mike O'Malley has joined the cast as an unpaid member, but he's making so much money on the NBC series Welcome to the Family, he doesn't need to be paid. He just wants to talk.
We were actually going to tap you up for some money, Mike.
Yeah.
Doug, thanks. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Well, there's an old disc jockey expression that I remember well. At the end of the program, the disc jockey used to say, "Thanks for putting me on." So,
that was pretty profound.
Yeah,
as
it was.
Well, you know, it's a nice little pun, I guess.
I've learned everything I need to know about radio now. I can leave.
Yes, you can leave.
Right.
So I have to. Can I make true confession time to Mike O'Malley here?
Yes. This is Jennifer, Mike.
Mike O'Malley, you were my second childhood crush. My first was Corey Haim, but you know that didn't work out. So you were my second.
Guts.
Get the picture. Oh yeah, my God, I totally got the picture.
I love that you knew Get the Picture for your audience that doesn't care about what we're talking about, which might be many of them because that's my past on Nickelodeon. I was a Nickelodeon game show host. I started out as a Nick game show host, and then I went on to host an action sports show called Guts. And I'm constantly asked by folks of that if anyone between the ages of 20 and 30 come up to me and says, "Hey man, I love you on TV. I know they're talking about Nickelodeon."
That was the thing. So you were like the best jogger, though. Like when you'd have to like jog over to the big board on Get the Picture, you just like jog right over.
Jogged right down there, and I was just happy that I was having any job in show business. And Nick
you must have a really good agent or an agent who's really small who's trying to make a name for himself because you're into everything. He's got you spread around all over the place here. You were recently in that comedy. I guess it was a comedy. R.I.P.D.
Yes.
Rest
Jeff
in
Bridges.
Police Department,
yes.
Or whatever it was.
Yes.
Jeff Bridges, Ryan Reynolds, and you.
Yes.
What'd you like about that?
Well, what I loved about it was working with Jeff Bridges. I got to play a scorekeeper for the Boston Red Sox, which is a dream come true because I grew up a Boston Red Sox fan. I still am a Red Sox fan.
Where did you grow up? Are you from Boston area?
I was born in Boston. I grew up in Nashua, New Hampshire.
Really?
Which about 45
So I'm
minutes.
In Framingham. You can figure out what
oh,
that
yeah,
is.
My sister lives in Framingham.
Really? Where is she? I'll go over and say hi.
Here we go. Old school week.
Here we go. All right. And did you know Andre Garin?
Yeah. Did you ever eat at Buck's Pizza?
No. No, the Good and Fresh restaurant down in Kachikura.
Have you been to the Star Market that's on
the
corner?
The Star Market, yeah. I get all my groceries at the Star Market.
You can get some of the greatest cuts of meat down there, let me tell you.
Absolutely. The Star Market.
The Star Market down there. Hey, let me tell you something. It's phenomenal.
It is. It's memorable.
Yes, my agent keeps me very busy. Working with Jeff Bridges was awesome. Last year, I got to work on Justified, which I got to play a bad guy. I got to, shoot people and play a mafia killer on that one. Ooh. And, of course, doing Glee and playing a dad on Glee. It's great to be working on this new show, which is a half-hour comedy where everything's a little bit lighter than what I've been working on in the last few years, because I like it when it's just ridiculous human behavior that men and women are getting involved in, and that's what Welcome to the Family is about, really.
It's a great show, by the way. I watched it. And have you recovered from that fight yet? I mean, that fight thing was pretty intense.
Yes. You can go check it out on YouTube. I get punched in the private parts. And
in the man parts.
Well, I don't know why it's so funny about men getting hit in the private parts and women that. It's not as funny when women get hit in the private
that's
parts.
Not funny at all.
No.
It might be because we've all come from there.
Yeah, it's like our baby maker. It's like the ramp, the chute. It's not funny.
There's nothing if not. We can say this about Mike. He's very observant.
Well, it didn't dawn on me literally this second when I said that. I was like, okay, how am I going to get out of this one right
and
now?
You're not going to because I'm not going to let you get out of that one.
Thanks, Doug.
And listen.
Yes, if you're getting, it's for what, but actually, in a sense, we all come from, at least half of us comes from what,
Let me make an observation here. This is a rubber meat.
Put your
road.
Seatbelt on, Mike.
This is really what the land of liberty is all about. Los Angeles is a melting pot, and it can be a cesspool depending on what it is that you want to do with your life. It is probably the best example in this entire country of a company town. Everything. I live in Santa Monica part of the year. My son is in North Hollywood. My daughter lives in West Hollywood. I don't know. He's in Hollywood someplace. He moved to Westwood.
It makes a difference, by the way, when you're
No,
away.
I understand. No, he was, but he's in Westwood now, so okay. That I keep forgetting about that. My daughter lives in Echo Park.
Wow.
And so when I'm there, I've been going to Southern California for 20 years in the wintertime, become very observant of what goes on. There are a lot of people who are not smart enough to understand that they have to have more than one talent if you want people to appreciate your talent.
Yeah.
It appears to me that you've figured that out, not only because you've made yourself accessible, whether it's the theater, whether it's film, television, but you're also writing, which is something that you're not, I mean, this is not derogatory. You're not too proud to do anything that will enhance your ability to make a living. And I think that that's something to be proud of. I think very proud. I look at your resume and I see somebody who's smart and who gets it.
Well, Doug, I really appreciate that. I was back at the University of Hampshire this weekend at homecoming, and I went to speak to the actors who were in the theater program there, and I always shock them when I say this, when I talk to younger actors. I said, what do you want to make it in? I said, you need to start writing.
Yeah.
You need to start writing now. And people are shocked. They're like, well, I don't know how to write. Well, drama's a little bit different. I said, if you know how to get in an argument, you know how to win an argument, you know how to lose an argument, you know how to, you have the basic building blocks for writing drama. And the thing is that we all know this, the older we get, either we find films, we're looking at films, and we think, oh, that's evocative of something I saw when I was younger. Mm-hmm. It's not evocative for people who are younger people who want stories told in their own vernacular. Mm-hmm. People ask me all the time, well, Glee, it's just about a bunch of kids from high school. Guess what? Those kids who are in high school now, they don't want to watch your show. They don't want to watch reruns of 90210 or Dolby Gillis.
Right.
You know, they want to watch their own show.
Yeah.
And if you're someone who wants to be an actor, if you're someone who wants to be a musician, if you're someone who wants to work in show business, and you are not working every single angle at every single moment to say, how can I be useful? You won't be useful. You'll only narrowly, you know, define yourself as,
well,
hey, you know.
You also have to learn not to be discouraged. I'll tell you one quick story that is personal, but it tells a lot about what Los Angeles and Hollywood is all about. My son went out of college to Southern California, started working like everybody else did in a restaurant, but he'd been writing ever since he was the same thing that you're just saying. He's written a lot of stuff, and he's a great basketball player, so he was playing with a Tuesday and Thursday night league, and they play, and most of them are directors, producers, agents, yada, yada.
Yeah, right.
So all the teams need somebody good, so they get my son to play because he's pretty good. So he brings this script idea to a fellow who's an agent. And the guy says, Brendan's telling him innocently, I just wrote this and here's what it is. And he gives it to him. Never sees the guy again.
Right.
Never does he come back to the Thursday night. And in the next season, there's a show starring Jimmy Smits and somebody else about a Miami mayor whose brother is a kingpin in the drug business. It was my son's story. It didn't last for 13 episodes. But, you know, he learned a valuable lesson about how it works.
Your son, if he has any good ideas, I have a basketball game that I'd love to steal him from. Wednesday nights, and
I'll get him to you. He's working.
Is he still writing? What is he doing?
No, he writes prolifically. He and his partner have got a couple of movie things in the works. But he works as a drug and rehab counselor to stars who have problems.
Oh wow!
To keep them on the set, and that's
good
what he
for
does.
Him.
Yeah. Anyway,
so Eva Longoria though.
Ava Longoria is on the episode tonight. Listen, there's somebody who gets naked on the episode tonight. It's not her.
It's not you either, I hope, is it?
It's sadly me.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I am doing it just as a public service to make people feel good about it.
You know, the Disney kids, those Nickelodeon kids, they all go bad.
All right, we got to let you. We know you got to go. Michael O'Malley.
Listen, why don't you tweet out? Well, wait, that's what you guys should tweet out. Nickelodeon host caught naked on
there
TV.
There you go.
I'm on it. I'm going to do it right now.
General do it. She'll treat it. Mike O'Malley
I wish we were talking longer. I'd come in and hang out with you guys anytime.
Well, come on back. And the guys know how to be in touch with us. You can come visit. You know what you can do? Here's what
you
can do.
Where are you
Listen
right
to
now?
Me. I'm on my farm in Framingham at the moment. But when I'm in Santa Monica, Greg Grunberg, you know him? Grunberg,
I love Greg,
actor.
Yeah.
Okay. So he came to my house. Richie, when was that? 6 months or so? That was
last
winter. He came over and spent the morning with me, like 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. He drove over from his house in West, I think it was in Woodland Hills or something, and he spent the 3 hours with me. You're welcome to come over to the house, and
I love that. I'm going to send you guys a direct message on Twitter today.
Right.
And Greg, actually, the guy who's directing my series this week, Welcome to the Family this week, is Brian Gordon. He just did a new pilot with Greg Grunberg.
Yeah, a comedy.
And he says it's terrific, and Greg is terrific.
Yeah, I'm trying to. It's called Divide and Conquer.
Yeah, it's about people with kids. People relate to people with kids. It's life. So welcome to the family, everybody. Set your DVR, even if you don't watch it tonight. Set it. Walk out of the room. Go do something else. Just let it play. So we get the credit. Someone watched it.
All right, Mike.
All right, thanks a lot.
Mike O'Malley, welcome to the family. You're welcome. It's 16 before the hour. Dr. Jay Kumar will join us in a moment here on Good Day.
Well, your heart looks good. Cholesterol levels are fine. So tell me again what's happening.
Well, doctor, once a week I get totally lightheaded.
Mm-hmm.
The whole room starts to spin.
Mm-hmm.
My heart starts pounding like crazy.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes my toes go numb.
Really? And where are you when this happens?
The checkout line at Kohl's.
I think we've discovered the cause.
Don't miss Kohl's Stack the Savings Sale going on now. Great savings that make you go Kohl's. Kohl's. Expect great things.
The holidays are just around the corner, and that means your favorite Dunkin' Donuts seasonal coffee flavors are available wherever you buy groceries. I'm Risa Jill Miller. Available just in time for the chilly weather, Dunkin' Donuts packaged coffee is celebrating the aromas of fall and winter with a new apple pie variety and returning seasonal favorites pumpkin pie and mocha mint. Vice President Corporate Communications of the J.M. Smucker Company, Mary Beth Burns, explains.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. Dunkin' Donuts seasonal packaged coffees are back. They add delicious flavors to your at-home celebrations and also make great gifts for every holiday.
Pick up one of each of the new seasonal flavors today in the coffee aisle at your local grocer. These varieties are perfect for sipping in front of the fire or any holiday get-together. Dunkin' Donuts seasonal coffee varieties are available for a limited time only. To find the nearest grocery store selling Dunkin' Donuts packaged coffee, visit DunkinAtHome.com. I'm Risa Jill Miller.
Quite often we find ourselves thinking we should have done things sooner.
I love that we took this vacation.
I know. We should have done this a long time ago.
Sooner is just better than later. And now you don't have to wait till later to own the car of your dreams, thanks to a surprisingly affordable certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Each of our certified pre-owned vehicles undergoes an exhaustive process of analysis, inspection, and reconditioning until it meets the uncompromising standards of a Mercedes-Benz. Plus, every one is available with an optional extended limited warranty for up to 7 years or 135,000 total vehicle miles. And now, with 3 months of Sirius XM satellite radio. And your certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz is available only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Visit today for exceptional financing.
Dr. Jay Kumar is here with us on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Several weeks ago, you were here, Jay, and we were talking about the brain, body, and being as one. And I know that from that point, I wanted to bring you back around to that in the minutes that we have today. Our brain connected to our body, which makes our being sort of.
Yes.
And you're, because you're into neurology, the connection the brain has to pretty much everything. And
absolutely.
We know that, but we know it, but we don't know it. You know what I mean?
Exactly. It's intuitive, but we kind of don't know it. But this is a concept that I developed called Brain, Body, and Being, which actually is a new book that got published about a month ago, which you can just find on Amazon.
Online.
And it's really this idea that when we change our thoughts, when we actually have to make conscious decisions in our life, we change our brain, we change our life. You know, the motto that I say is, you know, change your thoughts, change your brain, change your life. This isn't mysticism or New Age type. It's now real science. Let me give you one example, and this might be helpful for you. When you think of like the neurons in your brain, like your thoughts, the what are called the neural pathways, like a trail in the woods. Okay, the more you walk on this trail, the more worn it becomes. Right?
Yep. Right. Exactly.
Okay? So think of like the thoughts that you create. This is the thing which is so powerful. We just discovered this in neuroscience about 15 years ago. When you actually create a new thought, or when you actually repeat thoughts or emotional behaviors, your brain structure actually changes to reinforce those thoughts and emotions. So here's the kicker. Let's say your girlfriend dumps you, okay? Or say you botch this like really bad job interview, right?
Yeah.
So what's the first thing that comes to your mind for most of us? Right, my life sucks. Everyone hates me. Why is everything got to be so bad?
Why is everybody always picking on me?
Yeah, I know. I think I mean the Charlie Brown, you know, like syndrome, if you will. But basically, what we're saying is that, you know what? You now have the capacity to shift that. So rather than having regret, shame, you know, low self-esteem, whatever those emotional qualities are that tend to come up for us when we have challenging situations, that doesn't have to be our default mechanism. And we're discovering a really powerful operation of the brain. This is the one technical term I'm going to throw out to all of you today, this term called neuroplasticity. And what it really means is that the brain can rewire and change itself.
It's a new specialty for plastic surgeons in Los Angeles.
Plastic surgery, neuroplasticity, right?
Yeah.
So it's both. It's the beauty of the brain, if you will, getting your brain to this beautiful structure thing. And so what we're now saying is that when you shift your thoughts,
make affirming actions. When you begin to express gratitude for what's in your life, this is actually a powerful mechanism and tools we now have that are based in solid neuroscience.
All right, so I think we got to underscore this. We only have 30 seconds. Gratitude. Thanks. I've been preaching this lately. This is it. You got to wake up in the morning, think through the day, go to bed at night being thankful for the things that you have, the blessings you have, and don't focus on the other crud that is like my girlfriend left me, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. What are all the good things she gave you while she was around or you shared with her? Dr. Jay Kumar, Jay Kumar, K-U-M-A-R, drjaykumar.com, 51 after on Good Day.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Not all protein powders are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps lose body fat, supports excellent blood sugar levels, excellent for building muscle, increases in energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, energy for exercise and recovery. Who's it for? Anyone wanting to feel healthy and have energy. Busy people, office workers, growing children, students, teachers, seniors, people recovering from illness, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hour, but then if you have your watch there, you'd know it's 53 after. It's my job to keep you up to date in case you don't have a watch. I don't want you to be late for wherever you have to go today. Time now for our weekly visit from Tommy the K. Tom Kreitler is the co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program, brought to you by the folks who are trying to sell many homes in your neighborhood, the National Association of Realtors. If you're considering selling, now may be the time. Buyers are in the market. There is a shortage of homes, so consider selling. If it's on your mind, why not? The message that you're listening to brought to you by the National Association of Realtors, who are happy to bring you Tom Kreitler and the Money Pit. We'll have the information, the letters from you, in fact, and ways to get your home ready for the chilly weather. All that coming up here in a moment here on the Good Day Program.
So, you're leaving that great barbecue joint in the warehouse district, and you're about to get into your truck, except there is no truck. Holy cow, it hits you. Your keys are missing and your Silverado's been stolen. And before you go crazy over the injustice of it all, you tap your OnStar app. A soothing woman says, no problem. And before you can say, that thief's going down, she helps you file a police report. Then she pings a signal that bounces into space, giving her the lat and long of your truck, which she shares with the police until the joyrider is in their sights. When the officer gives the go-ahead, OnStar sends a signal that slows his speed, just as the thief is saying, "What the?" And it's hard to say who is more amazed by the whiz-bang, "Don't you dare mess with my truck" technology. You or the guy who's about to do hard time. All because you drive a Chevrolet Silverado. Connected by OnStar. Find new roads. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
Thomas Q. Kreidler is here. What does the Q stand for?
It doesn't have for anything because it's not it.
I thought you were Thomas Quebec.
The Queen.
Yeah, Thomas A. Thomas A.
Thanks a lot.
Thomas Adolf.
Thomas A.
Yeah.
As in Tony.
Tony Anthony.
And Tony.
Ah, Thomas Anthony Kreidler.
That's very presidential.
That's what my mother would call me if I was late or something.
All right.
Thomas
Tony Anthony.
You get yourself in here right now.
Yo. At the Money Pit website, moneypit.com, there is an article on how you can improve your home as you get ready for the wintertime. There's the usual heating system stuff and more insulation. We talk about that every year. Anything new here? Or just reminders.
Well, the one thing I wanted to point out is, you know, we always talk about clock setback thermostats being important, and they are. They really do save you a lot of money, but they're baffling for so many people to program. You know, it's like in the old days when you couldn't program your VCR and it just blinked 12 noon or 12 midnight all the time. The clock setbacks are difficult to adjust because they have so many options. And I turned last year to a new type of clock setback thermostat called a Nest. And the Nest thermostat is a wireless thermostat, and it has a lot of built-in smarts in the sense that, first of all, if there's no movement in front of it, like the house is empty, it automatically sets itself down to the lowest temperature. So whether you're home or adjusting it or not, if there's no movement in the area, it drops. So that actually adds up to quite a bit of savings. And the other thing that's cool about it is it will actually watch sort of the motion in your house for a period of about a week and then figure out what the most efficient way is to set it. So these kinds of technologies being built into things like thermostat are really turning out to save us quite a bit of money.
Really? Sounds like
it. It makes it a lot easier, too.
It is. But in terms of insulation,
yep.
You always are talking about this, but you mentioned it both in the fall and the spring because it effectively does the same thing.
It does. I mean, we think about insulation in the wintertime when we start paying heating bills, but for some reason we don't think about it in the summertime when we pay cooling bills. But the fact of the matter is that an adequate amount of insulation keeps you comfortable and your energy bills low year-round, and most homes don't have enough. So if your house doesn't have at least 12 to 15 inches of insulation in the attic, that would be a great project for you to do right now, this weekend. Very simple project to do, inexpensive, and with a very, very quick payback. In fact, one of the best paybacks of all the energy efficient upgrades you could make would be simply to add insulation. Now, if you have existing insulation and it's still sort of fluffy and in good shape, you can add a second layer. You want to use unfaced fiberglass bats to do that with.
Bats. I always wondered about that. Bats. Why do they call them bats?
I don't
batting.
Know.
Isn't it batting?
It's a batting. Yeah, it's batting. A batting. Yeah. So, but you know what? They do have a blown-in insulation now that you can get the machine at the Home Depot, and it's called Atticat.
Better make sure you aim in the right direction.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But it works to get into those nooks and crannies.
Yeah. All right. So there is always helpful information at moneypit.com. Tom Kreidler is here from the weekend show that so many people listen to.
Ouch! My back is out again.
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.